Indianola Volleyball coming off of a Class 4A quarterfinal win, advancing to the semifinals. We are joined by
Aspen Nelson,
Cameron Overton,
Lauren Olson.
Well, first off, great game. Obviously, goes down to the end. You knew Marion was going to be really good. What were your thoughts coming in? They were a little underrated, and they were going to always provide a tough challenge.
We knew that they were going to come in with a battle, and we knew that we just had to fight back and come together as a team to pull the win, or get the win. Yeah. We knew we couldn't underestimate them just because of a seeding or anything. We knew it would be a grind the whole game, and I think we just played really well and stayed really steady in those last three sets especially, and knew what needed to be done, and we executed very well.
Yeah, I mean, this whole week we've known Marion is going to be very good. They're a very solid team, obviously, as you saw. So we knew that we would have to play really hard and with a lot of energy. But at the end of the day, we knew that we just needed to worry about what's on our side of the net, because we always say we want to play Indianola volleyball just to keep it, like, super simple. And that's just really just playing our game. We can't really worry about what's on the other side of the net because we're capable of doing great things.
First set, not easy. A lot of unforced errors in that one. Giveaway, put yourselves on the back foot. What was the locker room like getting ready for the second?
Yeah, I think it's always nice to get that first set out of your system, especially since it's been a little bit since we've been here. So just getting the vibe of, like, the arena and everything really helped. But I think just back in the locker room, we were just like, all right, now we play hard. And so, yeah.
What was the message after the second? Hey, we tied it up one, but it certainly wasn't easy. It felt like they battled every single point. It just never was easy. No one team could get ahead by a lot.
We just kept saying, like, 0-0. We're back at zeros. We have so much more game to play. We knew it would be a grind going into this fourth and fifth set. And so we, just to play strong, keep our foot on the gas pedal, and just, yeah, play our game, stay steady, yeah.
Third coming in, it was, I think, Indianola had a little lead at least. They come through with it, backs up against the wall, down 2-1. Kind of the same message after the first, I'm assuming. We need to come out and play our game.
Yeah, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we knew that they were going to keep battling, but we knew we could do it, and we knew we could battle harder. So we were just saying stay consistent and work together to win.
Well, we knew they would come in. Michaela Goad, their big outside hitter, has just a very strong hit, obviously very difficult to defend. Talk about some of the backline action you had to go through to try and defend and get some of those points over to Tori.
Yeah, we talk about when middle back is hitting from the back row or just even in the front row, that to stay low and stay deep from middle back. So we know that if we trust our practice and what we've done, that we'll be able to stop her.
I know the rotations, this team obviously has a set rotation coming in, and it's not always an easy thing to do, especially in that last little bit. Cam, with you off the floor, what was that like for you, but knowing you could still trust your teammates to get it done?
I have so much trust in every single person on this team. Every game that we've played this year has just set us up for success in this moment. And I think the trust that we've built and the friendships that we have make us very different from other teams that you'll see.
Coach Halstead has said for you, Aspen, that kind of do it all, whether it's go up and get some kills, whether it's play on the back line. Talk about your role on this team and especially here today to come away with a quarterfinal victory.
Yeah, I just think, like, I just have to find a way to help the team every single time. It's going to be different every single game. And so just knowing, like, if my hitting game's off, I need to serve, receive, I need to play defense, I need to serve for this team. And so just being open-minded to that. But I also just think it makes it so easy that every other person has a role and they play it so well. And it's not always easy. I mean, having a role on the team, it's really easy to say, but, like, sometimes it's hard to embrace. And so I just think every single person does a phenomenal job of playing their role, and that's really what brings us together.
What did you learn from last year that you wanted to apply to this year? I know it was just big making it last year, obviously, going through what you went through, going down 2-1. Do you think that helped this year?
Yes, definitely, like, knowing that we were in that position, and so, anything is possible at the state tournament, really. So we knew that it doesn't matter what the set count is as long as we end up winning three. So I just think having that mentality and just knowing that anything can happen is just really helpful.
All right, final thoughts. This question's for all three of you. Advancing to the semifinals. Don't know who your opponent is yet, but I'm assuming doesn't really matter. Final thoughts.
Awesome win, and I can't wait to see what we can do next. I'm so excited for these next few days, and I'm just excited to see where we'll go.
I'm super fired up. I think this is, like, huge for us, and we're going to go into practice tomorrow, practice hard, give it all we got, and then we're just going to leave it all out on the floor.